listening to Superpower Mamas on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that embraces the art of soulful parenting.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Laura Greco. You're one of the podcast hosts at Superpower Up, and you are listening to Superpower Mamas. And today, we are speaking with all of you busy, hardworking moms, and we want to explore getting to the heart of vibrant health. This goes without saying that you're often so busy as givers and nurturers and trying to make everything work in your life and with your families that often you're the one that ends up in the background, because when it becomes too overwhelming, something gives. And usually that's us as moms, right? Well, in the course of life, we often find ourselves in that position. And then little by little, our heart, our health starts to decline, our energy starts to decline. And all of this actually leads to a diminishing of joy, which also affects our parenting in ways that we would prefer that not to happen. And so my guest today, Megan Wood, is a beautiful example of a woman who is not only aware of this for herself, but is interested in discussing this with all of you and really servicing moms. Before I let her speak, I just want to say a few things about her, because when I met her, she was this quiet little person on a call we were on together. And yet, when I got to know her, I got to see such beauty. And I believe that all moms have that. And so she describes her life actually as a wife and a mother of two darling boys. Isn't that beautiful? She traveled. And this is interesting. She traveled to devastating regions of the world while serving a need with a youth. It's Youth of a Mission in 2007 through 2009. And then she came back to achieve her Bachelor's of Science in psychology. That, in combination with her future husband that she met, who was also very interested in health, she and he band together to really go into the root of health. He inspired her, is what I'm understanding. Anyway, her experience in the heart work, as well as becoming a mother herself, is what inspired her to go into the Institute of Integrative Nutrition School, which is how we met. And alongside, she wants to really, she says, my heart is to come alongside busy moms as they journey through nourishing their minds, their bodies, and soul while raising their children and thriving in their careers and enjoying and supporting their partners. Our bodies are like a garden. In order to flourish, our seeds first must fall upon and take root in good soil. My work is founded upon this principle. Living a vibrant, healthy life begins at the cause or the root. Lasting change begins in our hearts. And therefore, she has founded a business called Berries and Water. So welcome, Megan. I'm so excited to have you here.
Hi, Laura. I'm just so thrilled to be asked to be a part of this today. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I was very inspired by your story and your journey. And I felt that, wow, this would be a great person to have on the show and also to discuss this very important topic of moms getting to the heart of vibrant health. So to begin our discussion, as usual, we like to ask all our guests, what is your superpower, your mama superpower?
My superpower as a mama is my intuition. And I know that a lot of things that you discuss here on this podcast is tapping into your intuition. And I feel as though I have really accessed that at a young age before I became a mom. And it's just now turning into something that I use now as a mother, being able to stay in tune with my boys and to really advocate for them and advocate for what they need at certain times, and also to advocate for myself and my husband and my household. So just being able to stay in tune and present and aware has really been beneficial for me and my family.
Beautiful. That is so beautiful. And I'm sure that that served you in every aspect of your life. I'm curious about your mission work and how that also perhaps informed how you're moving forward as a mom.
Yes. So it's actually, you know, when you go through these experiences, especially as a young adult, you know, I was 18, 19 years old. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it's an adventure and it's exciting. And you don't really unpack fully what the experience has given you. And as, you know, the years have gone by, after, you know, meeting my husband and getting married and having children, it's really just given me an awareness of the world. You know, I'm come from a really small town. And so getting out and experiencing people, you know, different types of people, different types of cultures and religions has just been foundational into having a worldview for me that I hope to instill in my boys.
Yeah, the world suddenly becomes more real when we're not just in our own little hometowns, right?
Yes, exactly.
There's so much more to life than that, huh? Well, you founded this actually brand new business, right? Which is really exciting.
Yes, it is. Exciting, you know, overwhelming as, you know, I'm a relatively new mom. You know, my boys right now are 1 and 3. And so taking on this new project, I really felt like moms, just they don't get heard. We are misunderstood as women. And I feel as though it's something really powerful that gets overlooked. Just being able to tap into our hearts as people and not just taking on the title of mother or working mom or stay-at-home mom, but really just as a woman, as a person, as someone who contributes to the world. And I think it's something that really needs to be delved into. And that's part of what I'm doing with Berries and Water.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, and where can we find this? Well, I would love our listeners to know where they can before
sure.
we go for a
so,
break.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hop on. I'm on Facebook at Berries and Water, Instagram, Berries and Water, and my website at berriesandwater.com.
Oh, so simple. Love it.
Yeah.
Berriesandwater.com. You'll have to go visit and see what she's all up to. And when we come back, we're going to expand further in her journey as a mom, as well as how this concept of also work, you know, like all the pieces of the puzzle coming together and what she's up to and how she views certain things in the world. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Tonya Don Rekla, Executive Director of Superpower Experts. And we want to thank each of you for making Superpower Up the number one podcast network for personal development and spiritual growth. Because people like you have the courage to say that mindfulness, healthy living, disrupting reality, the pursuit of consciousness, responsible entrepreneurship, and radical parenting matter. We now amass over 1 million downloads monthly in more than 90 countries. Our numbers keep growing because there are far more people willing to live divergently than mass media wants to acknowledge. For you, the change makers, the light bearers, the way showers, we say thank you. If you're ready to take the next step in your evolution, go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz. And as Nivali Rekla, our youngest podcaster, likes to remind us, remember, we all have superpowers and we can change the world.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Superpower Mamas, and we are talking with Megan Woods about moms getting to the heart of vibrant health. So before we left for the break, of course, you were talking about your work, your passion. You went away on a mission, then you came back and met your husband, and I gather from what I said, I hope I said it correctly, but he was inspirational, right, in your journey towards this business?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's really because of him that I've come to this place. You know, as we met, I was a young 20-something, and he was kind of everything that he is everything that I ever hoped and to have in someone. He's absolutely amazing and perfect for me in all ways. But he was on his own health journey and just exploring, you know, what meditation felt like and what different kinds of food made him feel like, and experimenting with his sleep and getting outside in nature. And these were all things that I was aware of, but never, you know, took on for myself. And so because he just lived by being an example, I sort of just took on my own practice of, you know, maybe I should eat some more vegetables here and there. Maybe I should take more walks outside, and really kind of developing my own sort of health protocol for what makes me feel good. And, you know, I think something that's really amazing about the School for Integrative Nutrition is that that is what they teach. Our health is extremely bio-individual, and there is no one way of living. You know, we can take bits and pieces of what brings us joy and what serves us the most and turn it into something of our own. And that's really what I hope to inspire at Berries and Water, and getting to the root of what those things are for you, you know, taking on your health for yourself. I want to fall in love with myself as an individual and as a mother and as a partner. And I want to be so in tune with my body and my heart and my soul that from that comes an outpouring of how I serve my children and how I serve my husband and take care of our household. And I just believe that it's absolutely fundamental to be able to come out of that place of an overflowing cup. And that starts in the heart and dealing with things, you know, of your past and your experiences and how they've, you know, turned you into the person that you are today. And, you know, we're always evolving. We're always evolving as people. And I think it's something that we get really hung up on as putting labels on ourselves that we, you know, really start to live by at a young age. You know, I'm a very introverted person, believe it or not. And
I know, that's my first impression. Then I found out there was a whole lot more there.
I hope that other women can understand that just because, you know, for example, you're an introverted person doesn't mean you don't have something to say, and doesn't mean that you don't have people that need to hear what you have to say. And and that's really what I hope to do with Berries and Water, is to give women the power to go to those places in the corners of their hearts and to unpack and take on who they truly are. And from there, going into a place of better health and eating better, you know, taking care of your body with, you know, fruits and vegetables and a better diet, and getting outside in nature and instilling that in your children as well.
Beautiful. And I'm just going to take a pause and ask the listeners, do you hear that in your heart? the words that she just spoke. How beautiful, right? Megan, you speak my heart, that's for sure. And I love how you are reaching into to really understand that whether we're a quiet soul or a more open soul, we all contribute, even as your husband gave you the example of just being that person. And it doesn't matter the backgrounds we come from. They matter, but they matter in the way that we can look at them in new eyes, right? New perspectives, once we unpack them and put them out on the table and view them as information rather than as victim, you know, like becoming victim.
As shameful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay. So this is great. And this really leads to expansion on the idea of autonomy. I often bring this up in our conversations because I do believe that a woman who is also a mother is a woman first, right? She has, she started out as an individual in a community, but as a person who is a contributor of some gift, right? Yes. And becoming a mom often can overshadow our perception of that gift and drain us because of perception, our culture, you know, whatever influences that are around us that might be redirecting us from really listening to our intuition. So I want to ask you about that piece of autonomy and how important you feel it is, not just to the woman, but to the family.
I think it's incredibly important, if not foundational. Someone once said to me that when you have children, you know, you bring your children into your life. You know, they don't rule the world all of a sudden, since, you know, they act like they do, they think that they do, but they don't, you know, they came into this world out of love, and they are here because you loved your partner and you wanted to show them, you know, the way that you love that person, by creating them. And they come into our space, and they come into the place that we've laid before them, you know, for, you know, the past, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. When you're bearing children, they don't dictate. And you were a person first. You were a woman first. You were, you know, doing things, you were achieving things, you were going after your goals. And that doesn't stop when you have children. It slows down. It gets a little more complicated. It looks a little bit different, but you don't go away, you know? And it's just being able to navigate, you know, your new self as a mom. I heard someone once say that you can be all things. Just because you became a mother doesn't mean you're now only a mother, and you can only ever be a mother until the day that you die. It's another label that you put on yourself. You know, I am a mother. I am a wife. I am my own individual person. I am a writer. I'm a dancer. I'm, you know, a CEO of this amazing company. You know, I am a traveler. I'm creative. I am all these things. And just because that you gave birth and you have children doesn't mean that you stop being all of those things. You get to be all of those things. You were created to be all of those things. All of those things are in your heart and soul for a purpose. Mm-hmm. And it devastates me to think that you have to only be one thing for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And to your point, you know, the kids, and when our children show up, you know, they think they rule the world, or the household at least. And it's interesting because in the beginning, I mean, that is their whole world, is within the uterus, you know, in the womb. They come out, and in order to have that survival mechanism, right, they're going to cry out for what they need. That's their only way of communicating. Mm-hmm. But when moms take on the allowing them to then dictate it actually, and perhaps in a very loving and unknowing way, they're not helping the child to expand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Into the world they now live in, which is much broader than where they came from, right? So, right. So I believe, and I hear it in you too, that our part of our job is to be who we are in order to assist our children in becoming part of the community, part of the family, part of the universal consciousness. Like we are all connected.
Yes.
And that's part of our job, right?
Mm. Yes. And I think it comes back to your intuition. You know, I say that that's something that I have been able to access, but we all have an innate intuition for mm-hmm. situations and how to move forward. And that's also something that I want to do with Berries and Water, is just help women realize that they have a voice and they know what to do as rearing children. You know, in your heart and in your soul, deep down, what to do and how to, you know, give your children the best life that you can give them. Is just tapping into that and taking action without feeling shame or guilt or being judged by, you know, we're very hard on ourselves, being judged by ourselves, let alone, you know, externally with our family and friends and our belief system and things like that.
Exactly. Exactly. And the shoulds, right, in life.
Yes.
Oh, I should do this. I should do that. And so, but that we can see how all that shoulding on ourselves can actually create for us the experience I was describing, which is we end up giving into, you know, a perpetuation where it just depletes us and does not upbuild our children at all.
Yes. And it's, like you said, it's exhausting and it's overwhelming. And there's so much anxiety that comes with that. And I just want you all to know that you are supported and you are understood and you are doing a beautiful, challenging work by raising children. It's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Well, I think it's the most, I think it's the hardest job on this earth, on this planet.
I think so too.
In the fact that there's such a cultural difference between, you know, where we come from and what we've been taught and what we really want to impart that's at a higher frequency for our children,
right? Mm-hmm.
Which means we have to be it in order to mentor it, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, getting back to taking care of yourself, you know, self-care is such a fancy word these days. But it's really
hot button.
That's a hot button for sure. But taking the just taking the bigger picture out of the word self-care and just focusing on, you know, taking care of your person, of your, you know, coming into that autonomy like we're talking about. Is just really where your children can thrive because of that outpouring you're able to give them when you check in with yourself. You know, I think so many times we hear that we need to continue to serve and we need to continue to give, and just it's constant and it's overwhelming. But taking care of yourself and serving yourself is not a selfish act, you know, and setting aside that extra few minutes of taking a deep breath or, you know, even brushing your hair intentionally. It could be anything, but just taking mm-hmm. those moments to really check in is really going to give you the ability to flourish, and everything else is extra.
So would you, I mean, I love that. That's beautiful. And thank you for sharing all of that, because it really leads to the next question I had for you anyway, which is, would you be willing to share some self-care ideas that you have that allow you to really center in and be in your more intuitive place in your parenting and in your life as a person?
Yes, of course. So one of the things I like to do sometimes is to get up early, which is really difficult when you've just had children and you finally get them to sleep through the night and you're finally sleeping more than, 5 hours each night. But taking some time a couple days a week, just to get up early and to just be and not feel like I have to start the laundry or do the dishes or get breakfast going or do all those things, but just to get up and just to allow myself to just sit if I want to, or get some work done if I want to, and not feeling guilt or shame for choosing that over doing something else. And I think that's a huge hang up for a lot of people is feeling like that you chose the wrong thing when you want to take care of yourself or you want to move forward in something like self-care. It's like, oh, I had 5 minutes and I should have done this. And instead of just being present and being confident and secure in the choice that you made and to be fully present in that. And you can choose something different next time. So I like to get up early some days. My shower time is a lot of, I do all my best thinking in the shower, is a lot of self-care time for me. And sometimes even preparing dinner, my husband, like I said, he's very in tune to what I need. And so he'll take the boys outside or take them for a walk so I can prepare dinner in a calm, peaceful place.
Mm-hmm. And I think for the energy of the food that they're eating.
Yes, exactly. But I think a big part of self-care is just advocating for yourself with your partner or whoever is giving you a helping hand and just stating your needs, even just saying it out loud to yourself or writing it down in a journal before speaking it to someone is huge. Just recognizing what your triggers are and what you need to combat that. I think that's the bottom line of self-care is being vulnerable enough with yourself to get to that place instead of just taking on someone else's tactics for self-care, getting to the root. And that's exactly what I'm doing there with berries and water, just getting to the root of what it means for you.
Beautiful. So beautiful. And I love, I also discovered this quite on my own because in my time period of raising children, it wasn't as prevalent, but that getting up early in the morning set such a different tone for the day than when I didn't. And so thank you for speaking into it because you now have small children. Like I had 4 children, so I totally get the busy. And I was running a business from home also. So, but as a newer mom, you're speaking into that. I'm sure speaks volumes for our moms out there that value in turning that around and seeing how. I mean, do you find? I'll just ask you this question: do you find that your energy is increased even though maybe you got up early and didn't sleep so well the night before? Like, how does that work for you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Instead of just, getting up and the first thing you do is you're chasing after each toddler and you're changing diapers and you're making breakfast and then it's snack time 20 minutes later and you're just like, when you get up and hit the ground running, it's out of a stressful place. And I get much more anxious when that happens. I get my, I short circuit much more quickly than before, having a few minutes to just take a deep breath and kind of prepare for the day and, really set my intention on, my children. They're extremely demanding. But you can't imagine your life without them. And they are what I've hoped and prayed and wished and dreamed for. And now that they're here, it's just because it's loud and overwhelming, you know, doesn't mean that I'm quick to wish it away. You know, I want to come and serve them out of a place of gratefulness and thankfulness and appreciation for, you know, who they are as tiny humans. And I hope to instill that in them, having a good sense of gratitude and intention with everything that we do and staying present in those moments of overwhelm. But yes, getting up before everybody definitely helps that.
Yeah. Can you believe it? We're actually running out of time. We could talk forever on this topic. Megan, this is so wonderful. Yeah, but before we go, I definitely want to ask you one more question. Do you have a big vision for the work you're doing? Like, do you see something bigger happening
by what you're doing? I do. I really, you know, I really think that women and mothers, we can just tend to our children and to our families so much more intentionally when we're coming out of place of wholeness. And that takes a lot of work, and it takes courage, and it takes vulnerability and openness. And I hope to be that person to help other women navigate what that looks like for them. And I think it's just, I'm so tired of the shame and the guilt for, you know, not doing something right. You know, what is right? It's everybody's opinion. So
it's true.
Yeah. So just, I see a huge change. I see a huge shift in the way that we are mothering, not just parenting, but, being mothers in business and, working moms and even stay-at-home moms. It's just, we deserve to thrive as women, as people, as individuals. And I see a huge shift coming, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well, we're excited too that you are a part of it, because what you speak into is very, very important. And I'm so happy. I'm happy to share with you in that movement, actually. So
me too.
Thank you. So before we sign off, please give everyone your website once again, or how they can reach you.
Yes. So berriesandwater.com is my website, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Berries and Water. So come say hi. I'd love to meet you. And here we go. Here's to an exciting, amazing, incredible future.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Megan, for being on the show. Really, really appreciate that.
Thank you, Laura.
You joined us to speak out to this audience. So, yeah. And real quick before we go, I just want to recommend a little tip for everyone, especially it's inspired actually by this conversation. But if you're feeling weighed down and like you're, you know, your energy is depleting and you're feeling guilty or shame about things that you're either doing or not doing, why not make that list of shoulds in your life? I should do this. I should do that. And then look back over it and see if you might reword it by saying, I would do such and such if I wanted to. And then see what happens in your life. I look forward to hearing from you. You can always visit me at the page at Super Power Up Experts Network, where you will find the Super Power Mama show. And on there is a link to schedule an appointment with me, or you can just email me at laura@artofsoulfulparenting.com. I am so excited that you have been here. Thank you so much, and big hugs. Until next time.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.